Okie dokie, let's get ready for Monday Night Nightcap. How y'all doing? Hope you're all doing well. Krista says, who loves you, baby? Beautiful. No, you. Here's a cheers to you. Hope you're doing okay down in Florida.
Drinking.
Kind of a long day. Not anything terrible, just a full work day and hit the gym pretty good, and now I'm very tired. Now, you will notice on my face some very obvious raccoon eye patterns. See that? You can actually probably notice it worse here. There you can't really tell. You can tell, like, here. Chris's been waiting for, like, an hour. Jeez. Some real dedicated fans to the show. I love it. Thank you. Black Cat. Hello, everyone. Black Cat's Poppies. Black Cat's Poppy. One Poppy. Good to see you as well. But what was that? Saturday? Saturday morning. I left at around 9:30 and was kind of riding my motorcycle around Arizona till about 2:30 or so. So that's basically the suntan pattern from my glasses. Sometimes poppies. Black cats. Papo. There's some ASMR camera touching for you. What a nice kitty. I love when cats, like, reach for and grab stuff with their little paws. And, like, you know, like, when it's either you or even if they have, like, a toy or a water dish or something. And they use their little paw and they, like, grab it and pull it towards them. I don't know why I find that very endearing. I did a lot of motorcycle riding on Saturday. So that's why I've got the characteristic raccoon pattern on my face. But, you know, I was good. I was a good boy that day. I wore my full helmet. With the visor off and sunglasses. So the rest of my head and everything else didn't get really sunburned, except for the part of your face that's kind of exposed. And so, yeah, you can sort of see where I'm a little bit browned from that. Should probably go outside and just, like, lay in the sun for a little bit. Should cover the rest of my body in Blue Man Group or camo paint, and then just have that portion not paint. I'll do, like, it'll be like an inverse bandit mask. It'll be like Hamburglar, but the opposite. Yeah, I mean, like, I did do a little bit of tanning today at the gym, but you can see that's much wider than, you know, the tanning goggles are really right just kind of around your eyes. You can see where that's, like, a much larger area. That's my motorcycle glasses. Do you guys want me, man? You know what? I'm feeling self-conscious to the point. I think I'm gonna wear my motorcycle glasses. Watch this. Ooh. Okay, there. But you can clearly see where that matches up, right? Like, look at it. It's almost perfect. It's an almost perfect pattern. What do you guys think? Sunglasses on or off for the rest of the show? No, I'm not being self-conscious. I'm just being silly. Sunglasses on or off for the rest of the show? This is between Krista and Black Cat because there are only two people here. So you each have a 50. This could be, if it's a tie, I'm not going to wear them. So this puts pressure on you. Do you both agree and say the same thing? Like it says,
"This is cool."
They definitely shield your eyes well from wind and debris while you're riding. That's for sure. And they're brown tinted and polarized, so you actually even get a fair you get a fair amount of visibility even in the dark. Black Cat likes to see my little beady eyes, so she says no glasses. All right, I could wear the amber ones, then you wouldn't be able to see it. Man, a lot of stuff happened while we were gone. So another one of my friends here in Arizona, she got into a motorcycle accident. Somebody pulled out in front of her and she kind of hit the front of the, would it be the front quarter kind of panel of the car, hit the side of the car, kind of flipped a little bit. Don't know if her bike is totaled. She did go to the hospital. She has a slight fracture at the top of her tibia on her leg, and hurt her ankle pretty good, and then just kind of got a little bashed up kind of around her stomach, chest area. But she is home, and she is relatively okay. Her orthopedic specialist says that he thinks she will be fine. She just needs some time to rest up and heal up. But man, it's like, and people are just such jackasses. Like, I had that Saturday, I drove all over the place. I think I probably drove 100 miles or more that day. And it was all fine until I got near my house and was off the freeway. And you make a left-hand turn off the freeway exit to go into, you know, the other two or three lanes of traffic. And then the other side, the people exiting from the other side of the freeway, they have a yield and then they can go across. Well, I still maintain, unless you are a fucking jack off, you're not going to miss my bike. It's got that big fat front LED headlight. It's got the bright LED marker lights. You can hear it coming. And I see these two cars at that fucking yield. And I'm like, I know one of them is going to turn and be fine in the other lane. And just like, had a feeling. You can just like read it like body language. Like, that guy in that piece of shit truck is going to go all the way across to try to go across to the other side. And sure enough, he does. Kind of right in front of me. I mean, I had to hit my brakes pretty hard. Like, I squealed a little bit. But I could just see it coming. I could see it coming a mile away. So I avoided him, revved my engine, gave him the fucking finger. It's just like, dude, fucking people, like, you know, I think they get so fixated on one looking one direction. They're looking in that direction, and then they just start going. And you're like, you're so worried about the traffic on the side of the street that you're going to cut over to, you didn't pay attention to the side of the traffic where you were cutting across on your side of the street. So I don't know, like, everybody's a fucking idiot. Show participants and listeners excluded. You are all lovely and I love you to death, but everyone else is a fucking jag off. It is crazy. What the fuck? So what's that gonna be like, dude? What the fuck, dude? Are you drunk or high? Like, what is your goddamn problem? See, Black Cat, I don't even know if I agree with that. I think so many of them are just drive phone and then turn it. I don't want to get this into a whole huge thing, but I have long since had one of the problems that I have with marijuana in particular is that people enjoy marijuana, think it's fine to do it all day and just go about their day and do everything, including driving. And I'm like, no, not at all good, cool. Like, And I swear, you go jack off moron people, and now you add that on top of it, and yeah, their reaction is slow, they're spaced out, you fucking see them, you're like, dude, you're going like 10 miles under the speed limit, what the fuck? Cutting across lanes of traffic, and it's not like, you know, like in this case, you know, Black Hat says they think they're only humans. If this guy had roared across it, if he had roared across it, like, yeah, fuck you. No, this was just like, the drive across the road. I swear, like, in a sense, it's almost worse because they just don't, you know, if the person, if the other person is attentive and they make a mistake or they do a jack off move and they go, oh shit, I'm like a hit. Maybe they'll hit the gas and get out of the way or do something. No, this guy just derpity derp, derpy derpy in his old beat up GMC Sierra, ambling across the road. Oh, time for me to go. God damn, dude. So that's why I love that bike, but man, it's the only time I feel like you can really, truly relax while you're riding it is when there's nobody fucking around you. And yeah, everybody tells me, oh, I know it's dangerous because people are fucking, they're fucking on cloud nine. Goddamn space cadets. Fucking space cadets. So yeah, that was no good for her. I have a feeling that bike is fucking wrecked. She's like, oh, you know, I hope they don't total it out, whatever. I'm like, well, her bike isn't that expensive. And looking at some of the damage and shit to it, I think she will be very surprised at how quickly that repair bill will add up depending on what is wrong. So I have a feeling they're probably going to total it out. Black Cat comments the following.
I was trying to see if I could get anyone in this e-bike thing. Especially Hillier riding into the foothills. But I've decided I have to take the more difficult way. The straightaway roads are too deadly. There's a few wide roads I can barely make it across by the time the light changes.
Yeah, please don't get squished. Like, the Frogger game. If you've ever played Frogger, and you think about how many times you get squished in Frogger, fucking... it's real life there. Please don't get squished. Jackass people, man. Just gotta like, you know, that's like too, like, I both ride slower and much faster on my bike. And the reason why I say much faster is because I'll see these just jackass traffic patterns. I'm like, dude, I'm just getting the fuck out of here. Like, I don't care. I'll go 90, 100 miles an hour. I'm getting away from these fucking chuckle dicks. Like, because you can just tell somebody else is going to get impatient. Somebody else is going to do some stupid move, whatever. So I'm just going to avoid it fucking altogether. But anyway, yeah, it was the second person in a short while that I know of who has been in a traffic incident. So please drive careful, keep your wits about you, treat everybody else like they're trying to kill you because they probably are, probably not even maliciously, just out of ignorance and buffoonery. Krista plays Frogger all the time when she's walking. Oh, God. Why would you tell me that? Now all I'm going to do is worry about you all the time. I don't need more anxiety. I need less. I need less anxiety. Worrying about you wandering across the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, jaywalking in between people who are probably stoned and or drunk off their ass in unregistered cars who will just run you the fuck over and then just leave your carcass there. It's fun. Dude. Seriously, stop it. It's not funny. It's not funny. After that other guy I knew who got fucking killed and crushed, like, the messing around on roads and traffic is just not amusing to me anymore. You know, it's the same that I hear people like, you know, ah, that's right. Something like, dude, you know, go to a track. Don't do it on the fucking street. Stop fucking around in the fucking roads. Asshole kids on these goddamn skateboards. People on bikes and little wheel motorized things and walking in the middle of the street, pushing shit. And then somebody stumbles because he's got his fucking clodhoppers and shit on. Get out of the fucking road! Tired of people seeing that I care for and whatever, either get killed or kill somebody else and have their fucking life get wrecked. Ay, ay, ay. It's madness. Fucking madness. So you should have just tear all the roads out and just make trains. It's just trains now. You just take trains everywhere. Sorry, we tried the whole driving thing, but y'all just fucking it up. So we're going to trains. It's either all trains or all bikes. All trains or all bikes. That's it. They're doing this whole, oh, let's get electric cars. No, fine. You know what? Just get rid of all of them then. You're done. We're just go trains. If you're that worried about it and you have this whole eco thing, then just go trains, baby. They're all electric trains. They're all just e-rails. They're all just fucking e-rails. They all just run on electricity. Done. There, done. Solve the problem. I solve the problem in fucking 10 minutes. You can give me $100 billion and a peace prize for that. Trains. No, they'll argue on the horses. They'll argue on the horses that horse farts and feeding the horses and PETA and those jackasses will come out of the woodwork. So it's trains or it's trains or bikes. You get your pick. Trains or bikes. I'm going to go with trains because I love trains. That's it. We lose. Done. The experiment has failed. We fucked with it too much, and that's that. Too bad. You can make all sorts of sweet train accessories. Think of all the cool train accessories you could get. Custom seats and seat pads and headphones and like pee wipe pads. For when people piss and shit all over the train. This train smells like farts. Ah, well, I bought this cool little oxygen tank thing that I just wear when I'm on the train. So not only do I get pure oxygen replacement, but I also have to smell your fucking farts. It's beautiful. We're like a whole rubber suit. Oh, yeah, green. No, how about green leather interior? How about? No. Again. The people will, and I know, fuck the people. How about green shag carpet everywhere? It'll cut down on noise. It'll trap, quote unquote, all of the grime and crud. It'll turn to this nice, sticky, sloggy, smelly, smegma mess. Blah. Blah. Fucking barf. That would be so disgusting. 1 week. I don't even know if that would take a week. It might even need to take a week. It might be like 3 days. 3 days, it's going to be infested with bugs and pubes and pee-pee poo-poo and barf and everything else. People dropping food and shit in it. Could you imagine that? We do not have the refined sensibilities that maybe the Europeans do. That would be a nightmare. Nightmare. Oh, yeah. Well, purple? Yeah, dude. Fucking get that perp life. Maybe where, like, you can sponsor the carpet. Maybe, like, you know, it's just like a Twitch stream. You rack up enough miles and you can like pick a section of carpet for like where you're going to sit. Like, oh yeah, dude, I want purple shag. then somebody's like, oh, I would like a nice taupe Berber. Oh, okay, dude, cool, dude. Hey, you can make all these bonuses and incentives and shit. It's like Chuck E. Cheese tokens. You put little games and shit on there. Because, fine, you want a drink? Like, you put a full fucking bar on there now. You walk right up to the bar. I will say probably no smoking for as much as the weed people may think I'm picking on them. Trust me, I would just start smoking all sorts of honking cigars and shit on there, and you quickly would not be able to breathe. So no smoking, unfortunately. But you want a drink? I guess fine. You're not really driving, so fucking you're going to have everything on there from a nice Chianti to a fucking Steel Reserve 40. Just blast away, baby. Blast away. Vodka shots. Black lights. Yeah. You can pick like a theme car. You make it where it's like, oh, this car, it's going to be rock music and black lights and whatever. Like you pick like people like vote and whatever on it. And so like then that car, like you're like, okay, cool. Go down to car B. They're playing rock music and they got beers in there and they're showing kung fu flicks and playing Led Zeppelin. Like, yeah, dude, that's my car. Another person might be like, oh, I would like to read the news. And then like, no, fucking get off the fucking train. Get off the train. Just get off the train right now.
Vomitorium.
No pun intended. That would turn into an absolute train wreck. It would be fucking train a skank. Train a skank. Like, say, I don't even think it would take a week. It'd be like 3 days, and it would just be fucking shit. Awful. Awful mess. So that happened. That's that. On Wednesday, I think we're going to dig into a controversial series of articles. Very controversial. But it's a subject I find very interesting. So because this is kind of like the weekend catch-up and we have all sorts of other shit to talk about, I figured I'll save it till Wednesday. But Wednesday, we're going to have some very interesting shit to go over. And it may rattle some people a little bit and whatever, but I will just say I am making now no claim to certain pieces of the information. I'm just reading it as an alternative. And also, if you know anything from what I've done or talked about on the show, I have a much higher skepticism now for, especially when it comes to health and lifestyle. I have a very skeptical sort of, yeah, I don't think maybe y'all are talking with the authority you should. So we'll see how that pans out, but I think you'll find it interesting anyways. And that feeds into, right now on Paramount Plus, I'm watching there's a mini series about Waco. And I was young enough when Waco happened that I really did not care about what was going on over there. All I knew was that I think my mother in particular hated it because, that's just a sleazy sex cult, affront to God, whatever sort of thing. And so I was just like, yeah, I don't care. However, as I got older and I read the reports, read not the media reports. You want to talk about the media being shit? They have been, and people will say, oh, it's only in the past. No, they've been garbage for a long time. A long time. All they've been doing is just perfecting how shitty they are. All they've been doing is perfecting how shitty they are. they've been fucking bastards for ages now. And so, yeah, reading the reports both of Ruby Ridge, which happened kind of close-ish to the same period of time. And then when you go online and you read certain information about Waco, you know, you get a part of it that just talks about, oh, it's a cult and this and that and the other. However, there were some people that lived through that, and there was a book written by one of them, and I aimed to read it. And I'm not saying I'm going to believe everything they say. However, when you do some reading now and you look at the court cases, aftermath, reports, this and that and the other from this Waco siege and scenario, and the way they portray it in the show is what I truly believe the way it happened, right? And that is that the combination of the ATF and the FBI were going to raid this compound. And they got tipped off because some asshole news reporter guy got a tip off, decided to drive out there. He asked for directions to a mailman. Was like, hey, how do you get to this place? And he's like, oh yeah, I got this breaking news story. Like, well, the mailman was like, I don't know if he was the guy's brother or knew him or whatever. So he hightails it over there, and he's like, dude, you got all these, like, they're about to raid the place. You got a reporter coming, you got all these trucks, you got all these fucking people who are about ready to storm this place. So there was a guy in there from the FBI who was like, runs out of there, runs back to his command post, and he calls it in. He tells them, dude, they know you're coming. Like, I know you're trying to do this surprise, whatever raid thing, but they know you're coming. Like, we've been had, we've been made, like, stop, don't do this. Guy decides, oh no, we're going in there. And so anyway, this huge battalion of fucking basically paramilitary force shows up. And you gotta figure, okay, to me, I just like to think of, I don't know, I'll say logically what does and doesn't make sense to me. You have this Waco compound, and yes, you had a lot of people in there with weapons, but they also had women and children in there, and a lot of the children in there were their children, and these were people that truly believed that they had quote unquote done nothing wrong, that the worst that would happen was that maybe some of the children who were fathered by this David Koresh guy would get taken away. But the rest of them really weren't in much danger of anything at all, according to them. So why would they just open fucking fire? No, what I believe happened in one of... Sorry, this, I'm babbling, talking in circles. The way they portray it in the show is this. The leader, David Koresh, goes to go outside to talk to them. Because, again, he knows women and children in there, and he honestly does not want any of them hurt. Well, an FBI dog handling team goes to go back by where the dogs are at. And who knows whether one of the dogs snaps at him. They'll probably never know. But one of the dog handlers on the dog, or one of the dog handling officers, fires shots, more than likely at a dog that surprised him or was going to bite him or something. So this guy fires shots at this dog, and then of course the whole FBI team just fucking unloads, like firing squad style, just goes ape shit, right? In the aftermath, the government testifies, oh no, they shot first, we did none of that. They were shooting at us first. Well, then somebody said, look, I was in there. All you have to do is look at how many shots were fired through the front door, and that will be all the evidence you need. The preliminary investigation of that, of which was the one door that David Koresh basically retreated through, was riddled with bullet holes. In the ballistics, you could have clearly have seen that the bullet holes were going into the building. You are not supposed to fire like that into a building without knowing what is on the other side. That's why they don't do that. Because there could have been children and shit right on the other side of the fucking door. And then what happens? Oh, that door gets mysteriously lost. Oh, the door was too damaged in the fire and we couldn't rescue that. So, no, they totally shot at us first. And so for every post that I see that talks about,
these right-wing militia, me.
I feel like saying, dude, I get it. I think a lot of them are kind of nuts too. But your good old government fucking started it. Your good old government started it. They started it with Ruby Ridge. And they made it umpteen times worse after fucking Waco. You guys should have maybe checked your shit a little bit before deciding that you could just barge into places like that and, oh, I don't know. Hey, dude, just blast them. Oh, well, we had information that they had stockpiles of weapons. Okay. The FBI agent that you sent in could not find any of them. So you're just going to show up and just be like, well, we know where they're here, though. So, well, you don't have any proof of that, unfortunately. So fuck off and get off my property. And instead, they decided to shoot up the place. So, interesting to see the rest of this. I'm going to get those books and read them. I very much, when I was younger, I was very much not aware of a lot of this sort of stuff. I didn't care. I was a kid. Who gives a shit? But now that I'm older, and especially after seeing what happened with the big C-19, it is clearly evident to me that they have been fucking around and fucking shit up basically unchecked for a long time. So what if it's a cult? They're human shit, freedom, lifestyle, so as long as against anyone's will. I mean, like, you know, again, I know I had family members and whatever that, like, look, okay, yeah, it's, you find it religiously offensive, but hey, man, they want to be there. They want to be there. As Black Cat said, if it's not against their will and they decide they want to be there and stay there, fucking leave them alone. You know? I mean, there's polygamy laws and there's, you know, statutory rape and child molestation laws and all that. And now, granted, I think Koresh did break those laws. So he should have been arrested for that. Did they deserve to get raided by a giant military force and have the whole place shot up and eventually burned to the ground and killed 70 people? No. No, no, no. Absolutely not. Krista says, I just had to look up what happened at Waco. Yeah, eventually they, you know, they claim, given on the radio, that the Branch Davidians, the people that were there at the compound, were setting fire to bales of hay, and that they started the fire, and that on that day, the law enforcement did not fire any rounds. However, there are other people who, I think, off the record, said, no, they absolutely fired rounds. And also, they threw tear gas grenades and shit in there. They have an incendiary pop when they go off. So you guys, again, basically ran in there fucking around with your military toys and you killed about 80 people, pretty much. I mean, let's just call it 80. Let's just round up. You feel like you guys like the big numbers anyway, you fucks. So, yeah, you killed about 80 people, 26 of them, which were kids. Which were fucking kids. They slaughtered them. They fucking slaughtered them. They rounded up in that place and they slaughtered them. The one that crushed and crushed, it could have waited until he left the compound, which he did often. Right. No, but this ATF guy, and by the way, fuck the ATF. The ATF is the most useless dog shit fucking three-letter organization that we fucking have. But the ATF has such a boner for swinging their big dick around. Oh, I gotta get him. There were rumors. We had a rumor. Somebody said they saw him in there in this room. The guy goes and checks the room. I was in the room. There are no guns in there. Well, no, they have to be in there. He's like, why? Well, we have an informant. Fucking informant. No, they must be in there. You got to do harder. Find them. Okay. And so, again, you stormed the place on that information. You could have had that one guy who was the agent out front. They could have had the one guy who was the agent that was there. They could have just told him, look, if he knows what's up, then you should just talk to the guy and just tell him, look, like, they're going to come with warrants and they're probably going to arrest you on these charges. Like, you don't want to get anybody hurt. I don't think he did want anybody hurt. And they started a fucking war. They basically started a war on U.S. soil. You know, again, I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the things that were going on in that building and in their, whether you want to call it a cult or religious group, or whatever you want. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of that stuff, but just because I don't like that doesn't mean that they should just be fucking gunned down. Ridiculous. Crystal was 10 when it happened. Yeah, so when you're 10 years old, all you care about are morning cartoons and what piece of candy you get next. Better times, to be sure. ATF guy is a fuckface. He's a bureaucrat who wants to play Mr. Big Billy Big Man. The whole organization is just so totally stupid. Between the arbitrary rules they put on stuff to the way shit is enforced, like, it is just so dumb. I mean, they have just such a horrible history. It's like, how many fuck-ups are you guys going to create and be responsible for before you just decide, look, maybe this isn't working out so great. And you either shut it down, you turn some of those responsibilities over elsewhere. I don't know. But this is fascinating to me. It's a fascinating documentary. I'm going to get those books. One of the books is by an FBI agent who's a hostage negotiator, who I believe is the hostage negotiator assigned to this siege. It's basically referred to as the Siege of Waco. Lasted, what, 52 days? 52 fucking days. So I'm going to read both of those books to get both sides of the story, but certainly leaving a bad taste in my mouth. Have you seen the photo of the current ATF at Waco? I don't know what you're referring to, probably not, but I know that there were some very distasteful pictures taken by agents after that happened of guys standing with their arms in the air in victory poses with the burned down remains of where 80 people got killed in the background. Like, yeah, we did it, everybody. We win. Disgusting. Fucking disgusting. Those were your countrymen that you did that against. And realistically, the vast majority of the people that were in there did nothing wrong. Preposterous. So, now that we've gone down those two large, sort of very disparate holes of conversation, is a book by David Thibodeau, a survivor. Yeah. Thibodeau. Yeah, that's the one that I want to read. I want to read his book because he initially wasn't even a part of the group. He met David Koresh, I think, at a bar playing in a band and didn't really have a place to stay. He was kind of a drifter and went there really only intending to stay a night and decided to stay. And he found a lot of care there and happiness. And yeah, it was, I think, not too long after that, that, yeah, the fucking place turned into a war zone. So I definitely want to read his book. That's David Thibodeau, spelled T-H-I, B as in boy, O, D as in dog, E-A-U. Black Cat, if you're searching around and you look on your phone while I'm talking, you should look up the FBI guy's book. I think it's called something like, Delaying Time or something, or Buying Time. But that guy, too, was very outspoken at the time about the increase in force being displayed and used by the FBI. So there's a lot going on there. That's on Paramount Plus. It was a Paramount production. I had it on my watch list for a while. I was like, you know what? I'm going to fire this up and see. And I got to be honest, I'm kind of hooked. I'm kind of hooked on this story. So I'm very, very interested in getting through the rest of it. Work was pretty good, and I hope it continues to stay good. I built something that was pretty good today, and that I hope buys me some good time and goodwill and whatever. I also have another very big sort of project goal secret thing kind of rolling around. I don't quite want to share what it is yet. I think it's going to be cool. I think it may provide some neat opportunity, even for some of these shows. It's going to take a lot of work, but I'm trying to see if I can make it a go. You know, it's like the reason why I called the show Big Wheels, is because I realized lately I've been like, man, I just wish I could have a week where I just but the big wheels keep turning. And the thing about a wheel is, you know, when you get past one point, you gotta keep walking to get to the next point, or you fall off the backside of it. So, you know, lately I've been thinking of there is unfortunately no stop, at least not anytime, quite soon. I had some things to do, things to take care of. But, yeah, it's just a lot between work. I got the end of summer rolling around. I can't believe we're already moving towards, it's already fucking September is already almost over. I feel like it just started September. Where the fuck did September go? And we're already moving towards October and sliding into the end of the year. Just bananas. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on. I thankfully am starting to knock down a lot of the other busy work bullshit things. You know, again, I got the bike refinance thing fucking done. At least I have my doctor's appointments and stuff settled, so I don't really have to worry about that now. You know, it's like routine stuff where I don't have to spend mental cycles getting it done, you know. I'm trying to work on this story. I don't want to say that's part of the project, but I'm trying to work on this story. And I wrote a little bit of it this weekend, but man, it's tough to when you get the cycles where you have free time to be like, oh yeah, let me sit and go back to typing, you know, and isolate again with my phone. It's like, no, I want to go talk to people and fucking look at the beautiful surroundings around here and whatever. But, you know, it's getting there. It's getting there, and I'm hoping, too, that with the, I don't know, maybe with either the temperatures falling or the holidays rolling up soon, that there'll be a little bit more of some break time to just relax and enjoy shit. But, man.
Time flies.
Krista says, I know I leave Sunday morning for home. How have I already been here 2 weeks? Time needs to slow the fuck down. I wish we could make it take a break for certain. You know, and it's that thing where, like, you know, the big wheels, as they roll around, they churn around. You just go, okay, well, you know, this weekend I'll get some rest. And then, you know, that was like going to be this weekend. And then, man, Friday, I went with a guy that I knew around here. He invited me to go work out with him at his gym. So that was kind of a thing. And so then you went and you did that. And I watched a little bit of TV. And then Saturday, I was riding around all day. And then Sunday, you're kind of worn out. Oh, and I went and visited some family that was here, too. And so then Sunday, you're kind of worn out from all that. You're like, whew, now let me go hang out and see some folks for a bit. And then, shit, you're at Monday morning, and here we are. It's time for another week. It's like, man, it's an onslaught. It's an onslaught, and it never seems to stop. But we're all here, and we're all friends, and we're all talking. So, you know, worse times could be had. But yeah, we'll see if this project thing I'm kind of dealing with, if it bears fruit or not. So here's a cheers to all you and all the rest of your endeavors, projects, struggles, walks of life. You know, I'll say at the very least, as much as I know a lot of it can be a struggle. Yeah, do take a breath every now and then and just... laugh at some silly shit, like purple shag carpet and a smegma train. I have, by the way, a massive hankering right now for Lucky Strike cigarettes. Really want to smoke a pack of cigarettes. I don't know why. I think it's just a little bit of some stress and anxiety and whatever. And blah, 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 blah. You know, and I had a little bit of a sort of a romantic prospect that was going on here, and that ended up not working out. And as much as I hope for the best for the other person and the partner they have found, there's a part of me that just goes, you fucked that up. You made the wrong choice. And I hate that I have a little black vindictive part of me that goes, just wait till he fucks it up. Just wait till he fucks it up. If you crawl back to me, I will say, no. And then the other part of me goes, oh, I would say yes. But I can hear Don Cornelius. Who's Don Cornelius? Smegma Train. Reverend Master coming in with a yo about 4 minutes before we end the show. But nice to see you anyway, Reverend Master. Hope you've been playing some good games and D&D and video gaming cartridges. Do you guys remember when people used to call them tapes? They originally were on tapes. This may be before some people remember, but old computer programs, they used to actually be able to put them on like a cassette tape, So you'd put it in this little cassette tape player and you'd push play on it, and it would, like, the computer data was on there. And so, yeah, they used to call them tapes. And you're like,
do you boys want to play some of those Atari tapes?
It's not fucking tape in there. What are you fucking talking about? It's like a fucking computer chip. Those big reels. It's classic. Reverend Master keeps thinking I start at 11. Well, very soon, I will quote-unquote be starting at 11 because I am staying to the same broadcast time that I stay at, and all of the rest of you unfortunate souls who abide by daylight savings time, your clocks will adjust. Mine will not. I will broadcast at the same time. You will all have to adjust. So whenever that happens, you will be at 11 o'clock. Yeah, 300 meg on a giant reel. 300 meg. You think about just the storage and shit. You take a couple pictures on your phone. That's probably more than 300 meg. That's better, though. It's like watching the Mr. Wizard episodes with his little computer programs. I feel like, man, if only I went back in time and had the skill set I have now back in that era, God, I would just fucking clean up.
Woo!
If we all could just roll back the clocks and be like, oh, these things? I know what these are. Wow, you know what a disk drive is? Like, yeah. You know how to type on a keyboard? Yeah. Rooms and rooms of those tapes. In not only tapes, but classic perforated printer paper. I wish it was not so expensive to get dot matrix printers, and that you could get dot matrix printers that even just had the resolution to print fonts and simple lines and stuff fairly good. But like, you buy these like Okadata Turbo dot matrix printers, they're like fucking $400 or whatever. Like, to get a good quality dot matrix printer, they're expensive as shit. I love those, but I love the and you can get them there pretty quick. And then like, I could just print stuff. I don't even know what the fuck I would print. I used to always have printers, and I would get so excited about it and be like, I really don't print a whole lot. I'll write a newsletter. That's what I should do. I should buy a printer, and I should start typing these little newsletters and then just like dropping them around downtown Phoenix. I'll be like a serial note leaver. It'll be like, you know, a 10 to 12 page book with just some thoughts and stuff and whatever in it. And I'll print it out on my home printer. And then I'll punch the pages and use brads. Do you guys remember brads? The little brass brads. It's like, you know, a little button with the two little brass tabs, and you push it through the hole, and then like you fold them, and then like, just do that, and then I'll leave this printings around. You know, I'll leave a couple dozen copies or shit around somewhere. Let's be like a serial newsletter. Oh man, I read this cool shit by this guy. I don't know. He says keep an eye out for the next time. He says it's going to be dropped over here around this location, so I'm watching to see who it is. And I'll have to do it secretly. It'll be like Pump Up the Volume, but on paper. Turn down the volume. It's too loud and I'm old now and I don't like loud sounds. Printers are great when you want physical evidence of something. Basically just that you don't need a screen or like, hey, I have paper. And so as long as I don't destroy the paper physically, I have the information on it. And if I need to make notes and stuff on it, I can just take a pen and write all over it. Yeah. Also makes a convenient coffee coaster. Don't spill all of your coffee on it, but having a nice little coffee ring. Like, what a better way to say welcome to your day and have a happy time than getting some printouts with a nice coffee ring. It just reminds you that it's time for another delicious cup of coffee. That's all that does. You get a nice aroma of coffee, a little bit of that printer paper.
Smells.
Serial printer. The printist. If one of you girls do it, if you did it, you could call yourself the princess. That's so bad. That's so bad. And on that terrible note, I think we should end the show. So let's go ahead and finish this up. My God. What was that guy's name of that one guy? Who? The Printmaster? Remember Printmaster? That was a fun program. Yes, as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and love that good shit. We will see you again on Wednesday. So until then, what, Crime Committer Goodman? Yeah, I love Crime Committer Goodman. It's my favorite name ever. I also thought of one today that I really liked. What do you guys think of this name? Woodpile Clark. I bet Black Cat loves that name.
She's my name to Woodpile Clark.
Oh, it's so fucking stupid. I love it. All right, everybody. Get yourselves some rest. We'll see you again soon. Love you out there. Have a great night.